Hot from L.A., it's the jumping rockabilly sound of Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. Well, tonight I sing my songs again, but in a brand new way. I know the show must go on, even though my baby left today. She cut out with some other cat, and I just got the blues. So if I don't rock it, chalk it up to the blues. I'll do my best to keep you dancing. I know that's why you're here. Big Sandy has been keeping them dancing since the 1980s with new songs that feel old. This is from the new album called It's Time. The Fly Right Boys play vintage instruments, use vintage mics and tube amps. They scavenge thrift stores for vintage jackets and old string ties. They make liberal use of pomade, their hair slicked back in pompadours. The band spends most of the year on the road, traveling around the country in an old yellow school bus. It has a vintage shape, rounded in the back. Big Sandy, real name Robert Williams, says it looks like a big spaceship.
We're always looking for old knickknacks, old clothes, old records. And there was a kid out in front of one of the thrift stores, and he was just like in awe when we pulled up. And he looked a little bit confused, and we come walking up, and he wasn't sure if he should approach us or not. But he asked us, like, are you guys from the past? Or, you know, as if we were, like, traveling in a time machine or something, yeah.
Are you able to listen to music on the bus? Do you have a CD player?
That is my favorite part about touring. Both Bobby, our drummer, and myself, like, spend a lot of time before we leave out on the road making road tapes or burning road CDs now. Mm-hmm. As it is. And usually those CDs are made up of 45s and 78s that we have found out on the road on our previous trips. You know, mm-hmm. There's plenty of great stuff out there to rip off.
I bet there is. Your music mixes so many different threads in together. How did you arrive at this sound?
You know, we started out as a band in 1988, and at that time we kind of had a more straight-ahead approach. We were kind of focused in on rockabilly specifically, and as time has gone on, there's been other styles that have kind of seeped into the mix.
What other styles would those be?
Well, on this new record, there's a little hint of Cajun in there. I listen to a lot of Western swing, country, honky-tonk, R&B, jump blues.
And were these kind of musical roots that came from your family or from things you were listening to when you were a little kid?
Well, yes. I grew up in a house full of records. My father was a big record collector, and those were my toys when I was growing up. I would just spend hours in my room listening to records while the other kids were out playing baseball or whatever. And they would take me out to concerts and local shows all the time. The first show I went to see was Ray Charles at the local community center. And my mother used to take me around to see a lot of the R&B and doo-wop acts that were still working around Los Angeles. And my mother was really into doo-wop and rhythm and blues. There's a lot of this great R&B and doo-wop music that was kind of adopted by the Latino community in Los Angeles and kind of like became like a folk music to them.
Lou raised his glass and asked a question.
You slow things down a little bit on the last cut on the CD, which is called Night Is for Dreamers. It's a ballad with a doo-wop chorus back there.
Trying to make a good impression. It's all they danced out at Club 49, where the music is divine. Ooh, you, night is for dreamers.
I wonder, as you record this, do you sort of picture in your mind's eye some ballroom filled with people dancing around?
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that I had in mind. I think within the song, there's like a few different scenes, like a ballroom, a smoky little bar, like a corner dive. To me, I'm kind of trying to visualize it like a little mini movie.
With hopes to someday be a star. Jose was late to work today, his second warning. And so they danced down at the corner bar.
Now, who's singing with you there?
Uncle Ernie Vargas and his two nephews, Alex and Little Ernie. The Lonely Blue Boys, they're a group from East Los Angeles. They have amazing vocal harmonies, and they have their own doo-wop act that they've been taking around Southern California right now. We're trying to get them out on the to come out on the road with us.
We were talking earlier about the influence of your parents on your music and their musical tastes. Have they gotten to hear your music? Do they come out and watch you play?
Yeah, my parents come out all the time when we're back home, and they've been supportive every step of the way. And I do mean supportive, you know, when they actually did have to support me.
Supportive in every way.
Yes. But they are, you know, my two biggest fans.
Do you feel any pressure from inside to keep this music fresh, to try to keep changing it in some way?
People are always asking, why, you know, why do you play this older kind of music? You know, what's the point? It's already been done. But this is the music that moves me. So the challenge is to present it in a way that is satisfying to myself, but that is interesting and doesn't feel like something ancient to other listeners. But I want to be taken seriously, and that can be difficult sometimes when you're playing something that's so heavily influenced by an older style of music.
Because people just think of it as a novelty?
Yeah, you know, the clothes and the equipment and concerned that those sort of things get in the way sometimes. But, you know, I don't want to change those things just because somebody might think it's a shtick or something, you know. I think the key is just to focus more on the songwriting as we move along. We have a great time out of the road. It's fun when people are dancing around, and those are the best nights when people are drunk and having a good time. But I want it to be more than that.
Well, Big Sandy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The new CD from Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys is called It's Time.
Hey, what you gonna do if it passes you by? You get left behind, you wonder why. Well, the time has come, I hope that you're ready. You better get moving, it's time to rock steady. It's time, yes, it's time. Well, it's time.